Suzanne Hunter bringing you the world of arts and entertainment in Surrey and beyond on Brooklyn's Radio.
As promised, it's review time, and it's autumn, so it has to be art in the garden. And what better place to stroll around enjoying the sublime sculptures than in 35 sumptuous acres of Savile Gardens within Windsor Great Park? Now, regular listeners will know that we have promoted for Savile Gardens for some years now and reviewed, and moreover, we have championed the Surrey Sculpture Society for well over 18 years now. And can you believe 2024 marks the 30th year of creativity? And on this trail, there is such a lot to celebrate. Now, I have to say, Caroline Wheaton has shown her own creativity as curator of a really fabulous trail. Now, it's nice and easy to follow for people of all walking abilities, and it showcases not only the sculptures, but it sets them off so well in the shrubbery, trees, flower beds, and water features that abound within Savile Gardens. Indeed, Caroline herself has gone on to create a single sculpture, indeed entitled Heroine, her tribute in iron resin to all the wonderfully windswept literary heroines who, in her world, seem to yomp across wet, muddy fields in an elegant cape and gown to conquer their one true love. Now, you may ask, how do I know Caroline's motivating force? Well, the wonderful addition is the written placards placed alongside the artist's work to really help you get to know what's going on, the reasons behind their creation. Now, the exhibition is very diverse and it has everything, so many abstract pieces for you to come at from all kinds of angles, particularly things like Voyage by Friedel Buchan, which is really eye-catching. And there's also Cirque du Soleil-inspired piece called Cherish Those Who Hold You Up by Marie Boyle. And to truly soar, one must first unfurl, inspired by divers like Tom Daly, and Diva 625 by Mark Swan in bronze resin. As you can imagine, in a garden like Savile Gardens, the path leads you to the spring, summer and autumn garden. It's a real magnet for birds of the natural world, but it also magnetises metal ones, and I refer to the galvanised steel of the amazing Alison Catchlove. Her kestrel sitting on a branch has so much wonderful attention to detail that it really does appear lifelike. You could be mistaken for thinking it's a real thing. The same can be said for her sparrowhawk, also in galvanised steel, and the strawberry thief, which is so nuanced. Now, it must be wonderful to be in her garden because there's been so much inspiration that she has gleaned from the wonderful garden birds that come into her area. Now, Wandy Dongo and his cormorant in zinc galvanised steel by Adam Kelly is really eye-catching as well, with his and Seamus Cuddihy's heron in stainless steel also capturing the moment. There's also a small pig who is big on presents, Thor by Andy Bendix in bronze resin. Now, I never knew of the Kunkun pig, but it's reputedly the friendliest of pigs, which he depicts as a pocket-sized warrior. Now, we were lucky enough to see a pheasant, the real bird, ourselves quite happily strutting around the trail, which of course is glorious. But for Alan Wallace's brilliantly quirky sculpture, Pheasant? What Pheasant? Which sees a characterful yet cunning fox with feathers in its mouth, it looking like butter wouldn't melt. It wouldn't last very long. Now, this was in frostproof stoneware clay. Now, whilst I love all the artists, and I'm not supposed to have a favourite, I have to say Alan Wallace's work is so quirky and fun, and he always makes me smile. Over the years, we've had Moonhair. Last year, we had his depiction of the White Rabbit in Alice in Wonderland with Never Too Late. Now, this year, the pheasant and the brilliantly fun Life in the Slow Lane, a glazed ceramic, was just fantastic. Now, there are so many life-affirming and thought-provoking sculptures, Till Death Do Us Part. There's still Life in the Old Folk Yet by Simon Connolly in a cold cast iron. And A Stainless Steel Woman Holding Her Crystal Ball is Magnificent by Darren Greenhow, who asks us, what does the future hold? It's very different to his Fish on a Scooter and Fish on a Bike from previous years. Now, when it comes to human dancing form and Greek mythology, few can match Malcolm West and his Lament of Dido and Galatea. Now, there are 69 sculptures to enjoy, and you can saunter through the Savile Gardens, its borders bursting with blooms, ranging from dahlias, alliums, asters, and so many more bumblebee and butterfly attracting plants in yellows, purples, violets, reds, and burgundy. The brilliance will make your heart sing. Of course, there's many, and amongst that, there's so much other sculptures to enjoy. We've got Life Leaf, and that's sparkling in bronze, and Weeping Willow Tree as well, in stainless steel. Absolutely glorious. Of course, many of the artists have been inspired by nature, people, animals, lionesses, and giraffes. And we've even got a fabulous feline good, and that's created by Elizabeth Leyland, who does a stunning job in bronze of a cat on a cushion. Now, I really thought the cushion was real, but of course, that is also created in jesmonite. The sky is waiting, and ta-da, invites us to put our arms in the air and helps us to feel a moment of joy captured in art. Now, it seems a very apt ending of David Painter's Reconnection, as you really do get a chance to reconnect with nature and beauty in Art in the Garden. Now, it started on the 11th of September and it runs until the 29th of October, 9 till 6 p.m. and the last submission is 5 p.m. So I really advise you to book ahead as you're going to absolutely love it. The website to look on is www.windsorgreatpark.co.uk and also it's www.surreysculpture.org.uk to find out where else they can be exhibiting up and down the country. So there we have it, Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Surrey Sculpture Society, Art in the Garden at Savile Gardens within Windsor Great Park.
Suzanne Hunter bringing you the world of arts and entertainment in Surrey and beyond on Brooklyn's Radio.